Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of June, recording at 9:23 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on a fascinating day here. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer. China A-shares extending the two very strong days that we'd seen last week a little bit further here today. And India having another good day. On the upside, among the ASEAN sector, Indonesia actually pulled back a little bit, just backing away from that high, and Malaysia was virtually unchanged. The European stock markets were mostly firmer, a little bit of seesaw activity, but mostly firmer on the day. And modest gains, though. The best one looks to be Sweden, up 1.29%. In the Americas, we had gains on all the indices that are showing on my Bloomberg screen currently. Modest one in Brazil and also Canada. A little better in Mexico. The U.S. market had a pretty good day. Almost 1% on the Dow and the NASDAQ, and they were up higher. We had a little bit of late profit taking. The NASDAQ composite still ended up 1.33%. Long-dated government bonds were weaker against that background in Europe and also the USA. The U.S. long bond is down over a full point here. The future is down over a full point. And I think the JGBs and some of the other Asian bond markets were a little bit firmer here today. But as I say, quite weak in terms of the U.S. 30-year treasuries and the Europeans lower as well. Crude oil down a little bit for NYMEX, currently 90.76, but the Brent was up over a dollar here today, 106 something. And the U.S. dollar is a little bit lower on the dollar index, 75.30. Down a little bit against the... up against the Australian. The Australian dollar is a little bit weaker. The commodity currency is a little bit softer in here today. The yen is also softer here today. In precious metals, we've had a little bit more selling pressure. Gold at one stage was down at 1490 and change. It closed better, but 1497, but it's still down $5.50. Silver was down over a dollar, back to 33.52. And palladium's a little lower as well. Platinum actually scraped out a gain of $1.50. In the industrial metals, we had mixed activity. Overall, copper down a little bit, nickel up a bit, and what I can see at the moment. Grain and bean complex. Soybeans are slightly firmer, but corn and wheat were lower once again. And that's pretty much it. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we've been having a battle royal here in stock markets, particularly on Wall Street, between the bulls and the bears, and it's been one day up and one day down. So this was an up day. It'll be very interesting to see what tomorrow actually brings. The action in Asia has generally been a little bit firmer, at least as far as the ASEAN stock markets are concerned. And with this activity that we've seen, it's likely to tempt some people to say, you know, might we have actually seen the lows for these stock markets? Well, that would certainly be a premature conclusion on my part. I would say it's not impossible, and people will remember the 2010 setback when you did have the ASEAN sector leading the way back up, and also the South American markets were quite firm back then, moving up ahead of the developed economy markets. But that was then, and this is now. I've been looking for a technical rally, as you know, over the last couple of weeks, and we see evidence of that. And I think the rather than making a guess as to what's going to happen overall, I'll just point out what I think are some of the salient points. First, this is a period when markets are a little bit soft more often than not, although it is quite possible to get a summer rally. And we often get a bit of a summer rally and then see a little bit more selling pressure in it when if the historic averages play out, so you see a little bit more selling pressure in September and part of October. Now, let me just sketch out what I think would need to occur if this really is the correction, the region of the correction low. Then we would expect to see some leading stock markets push up to new highs relatively quickly, and those would almost certainly be from the ASEAN sector, led by Indonesia and Malaysia, and also the Philippines. Thailand, which is also in that sector, is lagging here, and there have been some their political issues once again, worrying investors there. So watch the three that I mentioned in reverse order. That's the Philippines and Malaysia and Indonesia. So they would have to break up out of their current ranges, for which they're near the upper side, testing the upper side, and sustain those upward breaks and just march further on up. I think it will happen, but is it going to happen in July, or is it going to happen in September or October? I would be impressed to see it happen sooner rather than later. Now, elsewhere, the U.S., given the importance of the leash effect, we would need to see, I think, somewhat weaker bond prices, so a break in the downward trends for the long-dated government bond yields. The S&P has come back and steadied near the rising 200-day moving average, but we would need to see it push steadily higher. We would need to see the March lows hold for all the major U.S. indices, and some decent follow-through rallies to actually occur. Going back to Asia, we would need to see China and India maintain their impressive recent upward dynamics that we have seen. So encouraging signs, at least for a summer rally here. Let's take it one day at a time, overall. I do think that valuations are reasonably attractive for most of these stock markets. I'm hopeful that the fuller money themes are going to be at or remain at the forefront of activity generally. And we have seen a predictable, notable increase in pessimism this month. That's always going to occur when you're getting a setback in markets. And that's a contrary indicator generally. Some of the churning activity that we have seen in the last week or two, that is often does mark a turning point for at least a rally. So again, I'll wrap up on stock markets here by saying I was looking for a technical rally from an oversold condition. I think we're getting that, and I don't think it's over yet. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices. We had a soft day here today in Europe and the USA, but we would need to see some genuine downward dynamics to indicate a medium-term trend change, because we've seen persistent declines, I think overextended declines by yields. And of course, the flip side of that is persistent advances by bond prices, although they had lost momentum over the last month or more as the advance actually slowed. But they are still in an uptrend phase. So we would again need to see some clear downward action. And if we were to see that, I would by the bond futures prices. And if we were to see that, I would think that that would be another indication that we were going to get at least a good technical rally in equities. And what would be fueling that, of course? Well, it's low interest rates, and there's still a fair amount of liquidity sloshing around the system. If it doesn't happen, why? What would prevent it from happening? Well, it's just the same old worries that have occupied the financial page's headlines for the last couple of months at least. Now, what about this commodity situation? That's an important one for equities because we had been saying here that commodities last year, describing them as the next big thing, the next great thing, and that but that the kicker or the sting in that tail would be that the next great thing would become the next great problem. We certainly saw that. The spike in crude oil prices, the high prices for corn and soybeans, cotton, livestock contracts, orange juice. So we have definitely seen some weakness here in commodity prices, the most important one being crude oil. And I think we need to see, in all probability, a further setback to get more than just a technical rally in here. But really, I'm thinking more in terms of fourth quarter 2011 as being a potential bull period. It's something that has been in our script for quite some time. And I would say that what we're seeing suggests that we're on schedule for that kind of outcome, and it might even become positive a little bit before then. Okay, what about these precious metals? Well, it's interesting. They caught some contagion selling from stock markets. That's always a risk if you're getting a stock market correction, that you will see some contagion selling in precious metals. I've often mentioned that, and we have. But it also appears that they've sided a little bit here with the commodities, particularly platinum and palladium. And the commodities were softer. And when are platinum and palladium precious metals in the eyes of investors rather than being industrial metals? And well, if gold and silver are strong, then they're more likely to be regarded as precious metals. That's been the history over the last decade or so, and of course they are precious metals. And platinum's an extremely valuable precious metal, but both have major industrial usage in catalytic converters, as I'm sure you're aware. I feel that the precious metals are really conforming in line with their seasonal factors, getting a little bit more mean reversion for gold and silver. And I think they're on schedule here for a good September. They would bottom before that, but a good September and hopefully a strong fourth quarter and first quarter of the new year, along with stock markets. And the grain and bean complex, the improved weather has helped a lot, particularly in terms of knocking wheat back. I mean, we can almost say, I think we can say that although wheat isn't cheap, it's a crisis averted. And the better weather has certainly helped corn and soybeans to come down a little bit. There are concerns about the harvest period due to the colder weather that Evelyn Browning Garris is forecasting as a result of that volcanic explosion in Iceland. But that's a few months away. At this time, let's enjoy what we actually have here, which is a technical rally and some interesting activity. And on that note, all the best to all of you.